You're listening to Danny DeHeck, aka the Crypto Ponzi Scheme Avenger. I earned that nickname by having a full featured article in the New York Times, who published a story about my quest to name and shame anyone running a Ponzi scheme or a scam. I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, I'm Danny DeHeck, aka the Crypto Ponzi Scheme Avenger. This is an introduction to me and to a series of videos that I will be releasing over the next couple of weeks. People often ask me why I do what I do. My story started about 2 years ago. My partner and I were looking for a place to live. We couldn't find anywhere. So we went to the media and we said we're finding it so hard to find a place to live. And they published an article about us searching for a place to live in Christchurch, New Zealand, where I'm from. A guy I hadn't heard of for about 4 years saw the article, contacted me, and I said, "I hear that you're still renting your house." I said, "I am, Kent." He said, "I've got an opportunity that if you invest in it, you could afford to buy your own house." Sounds too good to be true. I said, "What's the name of the opportunity, Kent?" Because I knew this guy only rings me when he has something where he will get a commission from some form of multi-level marketing. He said, "If I tell you the name of this opportunity, you won't come. Just let me pick you up on Wednesday and I'll pick you up and drop you off. It's an opportunity of a lifetime." I said, "What's the name?" He said, "The name of it is Hyperverse." He was encouraging me to invest the minimum of $300, and within 600 days, I would get $900 paid back to me in rewards. I could either reinvest the money, I could earn additional money for recruiting others into this Ponzi scheme. Now, do you know what a Ponzi scheme is? That is a company or an entity or an organization that basically doesn't actually have any product or service. They thrive on selling memberships and offering hope to people who think they're going to get something better. As I said at the start of this video, I'm introducing myself. People often ask me why. Well, I was brought up in a religious cult and I got kicked out of it at the age of 23 for having premarital sex. And it devastated my life at the time. I lost my friends that I grew up with, even my family that are associated with the Jehovah's Witness organization shun me to this day. The parallels between Ponzi schemes, being part of a community, is very similar to being part of a religious cult. I see people in these schemes for different reasons. Most of them, I don't believe, really care whether it's a legitimate opportunity or an illegal Ponzi scheme. This series of videos is going to help you. I want to create awareness. When Hyperverse started, I was producing videos. I actually produced over 500 videos exposing Ponzi schemes and scams. My story got picked up by the New York Times. They did a full-page featured article about me and my quest to name and shame anyone running or promoting a Ponzi scheme or a scam. It was in the printed edition. It gave me a purpose. And now I actively go into Zoom meetings. I'm looking for people who are rampantly learning how to scam their friends or their family member. Every day, I get phone calls from people and emails from people telling me they've lost, you know, $50, $500, $5,000, $30,000. Even had one guy ring me up once who told me he'd lost over $5 million into a Ponzi scheme. My first question often is, "Didn't you see any red flags? Why did you do it? Where did you get the money from?" And every single time they tell me, "I thought it was true." Now, this series of videos isn't going to be my long form content that I normally do, but I do encourage you to subscribe to my YouTube channel and of course hit the bell so you're notified when new videos come out. If you want to know something about a Ponzi scheme, you can actually go to my website. You can submit information anonymously. It helps me build this content. I don't actually get paid for this content. People think I'm doing it because I'm looking for the YouTube dollars. I do get a little bit, but I don't get enough to merit the time and energy I put into creating awareness about these Ponzi schemes. As I just said, I was part of a religious cult. I didn't know any better. And I do believe a lot of people are trapped in these communities that gaslight people into thinking that this is a true, legitimate way to make themselves entrepreneurial. I've been an entrepreneur for 30 years. I've done some pretty interesting things in my time. I remember once selling everything I owned to buy a laptop and a digital camera, hitchhiking around the country I live in, which is New Zealand, telling people I was a mobile internet consultant, building them a web page and charging them $300 for the privilege and charging $30 a month to keep it all going. I built up a company called New Zealand's Information Network, and that company in 2004 actually turned over $500,000 worth of sales, and I took home a massive paycheck of $275,000 in 1 year. And that business allowed me to generate myself a three-figure income. Over $100,000 a year in income working for myself. So I've had some good years and I've done some great things, and I won't bore you with all the details, but let's get to know each other. So the first video is actually my introduction. The second video I'm going to do is helping you understand the cryptocurrency basics. It's just 101 guide to crypto currency and how it works and why people get into it. I do have a disclaimer, and that is I'm not an expert. I'm a layman. The only qualification I have is a painter and a decorator. So I want to break these talks down to simple layman terms. I'm not going to get in bed with cryptocurrency and know every single detail. I'm not going to be able to answer all the questions. So if you're smarter than me and you think you know better, then mortgage your house, sell your car, get your wife's jewelry and throw it into these Ponzi schemes. But I'm not here for those people who think they're cleverer than the average bear. I'm here for mum and dad investors who just simply need to know the basics. So first thing we're going to do in the first video or the second video is actually give you a better understanding of cryptocurrency basics. The third video is basically going to show you guys how to identify the red flags. And I even have got myself a red flag, which you'll see me waving every now and again. The warning signs, simple things like, does the company that you're about to invest in actually have real offices? Do they have real CEOs? The amount of these Ponzi schemes that I investigate and they don't have any CEOs would blow you away. Nor do they have real premises. Most of them, if you track them back, actually are working out of shared office spaces. And I'll give you some really good examples of some of the Ponzi schemes that I have busted, which I have shown don't have real offices. In video number four, researching cryptocurrency opportunities. How do you go about identifying whether an opportunity of a lifetime is actually legitimate? Where do we get our sources of information from? You know, how do we know how to read a white paper? Who do we ask for advice? Remember, I'm here. You can go to my website and you can actually ask me for advice and I will help you. You can also buy me a cup of coffee to show your appreciation for any of my videos. That would be fantastic. So I specialize in crypto scams and also Ponzi schemes. But occasionally I do come up with a few scams. So video number five will just be helping you understand some of the types of tactics that these guys use. One of the biggest ones, just to give you a little heads up, is a community. As I said earlier, I was part of a religious cult. I love being part of the community, but as soon as I stood up to them and said, I don't believe in this rubbish, they kicked me out of the community. And you will see a lot of these scams are your best friend until you start asking questions. And I did have a group of businessmen who reached out to me from Australia who had already lost from a Ponzi scheme just recently. And I was amazed the fact that they were still searching for another opportunity to invest in. And I said to them, how many different milkshakes, how many different flavors of milkshakes do you actually need to drink from till you realize that they're all milkshakes? That's what it seems like. And these scammers are getting cleverer and they are overcoming many of the obstacles that people ask when they're about to invest. Video number 6 will be about security measures. How can you safeguard yourself? How do you stop that friend in the family who knows all about crypto, gaslighting you every day, telling you that you should invest, claiming that he knows all about this opportunity and you should ignore the advice from people like the crypto Ponzi scheme Avenger and just invest anyway? And then the cliches where people say to you, oh, only invest what you're prepared to lose. I mean, oh my goodness, do you really want to throw your money into the streets? Have you got that much money that you just want to throw it away and you don't care? Then you've got to learn how to handle those types of people. Let's use Kent, who introduced me to Hyperverse. I didn't go to that meeting. In fact, I said to him, it's a scam. And he goes, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm a successful businessman. Ever since that day, that guy has not contacted me again. He's hid. And all the people that were associated with him, I don't hear a beep from them. It's because they fell over and they were trying to get the commission money from these scams. So how do you safeguard yourself against these scams? Video number 7 will be regulation. Now, we've got an interesting one going at the moment. There's a Ponzi scheme called We Are All Satoshi. The state of California has issued a PDF document, 6 pages long, outlining everything that company is doing, saying that people who are promoting it need to cease and desist. Now, you'd think that would be enough to stop this company, but this company is still trading today. People went into their Zoom meeting and said, what about this cease and desist letter from the state of California? And they said, oh, no. We've changed everything we're doing since then, and we're a completely different company. We're not the same company as that one. But the person said, you're still using all the social media, and you're still trading under the same name, and you've still got the same people involved in it. And so they just seem to ignore this. And every time that person's finished asking that question, they get kicked out of the Zoom meeting, and then they keep going after fresh meat, fresh people that haven't done the research, or they haven't heard about the PDF, and it's just hopeless. So we're going to learn about the regulations. One thing that happened to me recently, I went after a scam, a crypto company called Luna One, and the guy behind it was called Stephen McCullough. Now, do a research on him. I own him on the internet. That guy was so ballsy that he decided that he was going to go after me in the New Zealand High Court, and he tried suing me for $3.8 million for defamation. I got the best lawyers in New Zealand, defamationlawyers.co.nz, and my legal team fought him and said I'd done a good job at proving that this guy is not a legitimate business person. He claimed at the age of 29, he did a Kickstarter campaign. At the age of 22, he did a Kickstarter campaign saying that he was going to go to the Conga and hunt for live dinosaurs. And he raised $29,000. And when he got there, he didn't have his paperwork in order and his gear got stolen, apparently. Anyway, that was one of the first things he did. He was running fake competitions, giving away Tesla Cybertrucks, and they weren't even released yet. He did a pump and dump opportunity where he told everybody that he's going to release a crypto coin at 25 cents on the market. He did a pre-sale where people could buy these tokens or coins at 15 cents each. And on market day, he released them at 5 cents each. 11,000 people participated in a scam. That guy there, I did a whole series of videos about him. He even had his own country. And just amazing things. So I've done like over 20 videos exposing him. He got so fed up with me that he decided that he was going to try to gag me by doing a $3.8 million lawsuit. An hour and a half before the high judge was going to review the case, he decided to file a discontinuance. This is the type of things that these people try to do to stop people, you know, exposing them. It doesn't deter me at all. And the learnings I got from that and the publicity I got from that was well worth the $36,000 I had to spend to defend myself. So learning by mistakes will be video number 8. Now think about this. If you got burnt by a Ponzi scheme, did you know that from my experience, most people have been burnt 2, 3, 4, 5 times by a Ponzi scheme. And they keep seeming to be searching for that too good to be true opportunity that no one else has heard about. And they are like mining for gold, trying to find that opportunity. Unfortunately, I want to help people. I want to help you. I want to help you who are thinking about giving these scammers more USDT. One of the people I follow the most is a guy by the name of Sam Lee. For 2 years, I have been telling people that he had a company called Blockchain Global. Blockchain Global started up a cryptocurrency exchange in Australia. They built up $50 million worth of investors' money, and then they took off with the money. It is alleged that Sam Lee and Ryan Drew took off with the money. Ryan Drew was another guy who owned a company called Collinstar Capital. He disappeared for 8 months. Well, Sam Lee did. He popped up his ugly head again in Dubai. Ryan Drew, I have people asking me if I know the location of him, is still in hiding. When Sam Lee stuck his ugly head up, he started up a crypto opportunity called Stable Deo. Eventually, it was actually meant to be a real estate opportunity where people could actually get involved in real estate and own a small portion of the real estate. With that company, he started up another company called Vidilook 1, 2, 3, and just last week he started up number 4. He also was a big part of Hyperverse. He's meant to have made $3 or $4 million out of running Hyperverse, so the rumors go. I've exposed this guy quite a lot. Found out he got married just over a year ago. He's got 4 mistresses, got all their names and phone numbers. Published a video about him, and then his fifth-to-be mistress reached out to me and said I saved her life because she was about to move over to Dubai to be with him, not knowing that he was already married. So what I'm saying is, these guys are rampant. I've got lots of people that I've been following. I can teach you that these guys just keep running different multiple scams. I've lost my train of thought, you see. But my point is that these guys who create these scams aren't easy to stop. People who invest in scam number 1 have also normally invested in scam number 4, 5, or 6. And using Sam Lee as an example, he's also started We Are All Satoshi, which was another big scam. There's probably about 7 or 8 scams he's done, get this, in the last 8 months, and all of them have collapsed. But I still find him in Zoom meetings looking for fresh meat, fresh people that haven't done the due diligence and think that what he said is true and it's not. So hopefully, we're teaching people to learn by their mistakes, but my point is a lot of people don't learn by their mistake. Video number 9 will be about community engagement. You know, how do you, how do you find a community? Like, I've got a community around me. I've got over 6,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel, and a lot of us there, I personally haven't, but a lot of the people that are following my YouTube channel are actually the scammers. And also people that have been burnt. And they ring me up asking me, is there a possibility that I can get my money back? And I have to say, unfortunately, I don't believe so. My crusade is about naming and shaming anyone running a Ponzi scheme or a scam. I've done videos, I've published people's home addresses, their phone numbers, where their kids go to school. I don't care. If you're going to be out there on these Zoom meetings learning how to scam people because you want that commission money, then I'm going to expose you. So I will give you some information on communities that you can go to and ask. And I just hope that you don't think you know better than I, because I'm currently looking at over 130 different opportunities that are too good to be true. As I said earlier, they're like milkshakes. They're all milkshakes. They're just different flavors. And you've still got to drink the milkshake. Now, you can suck it through a big straw or a skinny straw. It's going to be a big milkshake if you don't listen to the Crypto Ponzi Scheme Avenger. And my last video will be a call to action. You know, we'll summarize some of the learnings. And what I really want to do is, I've asked ChatGPT to ask me for some tips on the videos I could produce to help you. And they always give me this word that I can't stand. And I'm looking at it in my notes, and it's due diligence. I mean, doing due diligence is what any AI computer will tell you to do. But don't be so stupid. Are you really going to go in there and search the internet and ask whether something that's just started up in the last 2 weeks, whether it's true and accurate information they're providing you? You need to use a bit of, it's not rocket science, it's dehex science. You need to have the balls to actually challenge anybody. Like my mate Ken, they haven't heard from for 4 years, rings me up and decides to tell me about a too good to be true opportunity of a lifetime. I need to say to him, Kent, like I said, you've always been involved in multi-level marketing opportunities. You know, Amway, Melanuka, Arbon, Ogano Coffee. I mean, these guys are just rampant at promoting one scheme after another. They're serial Ponzi scheme promoters. They're serial pyramid scheme-based company promoters. Multi-level marketers. You know, I always say to people, how do you identify something that is a scam? And they ask me that question. I say, well, there's three things, and I'll share this with you now. The first thing is, if it involves crypto, you should have what I call a big red flag. The red flag, anything to do with crypto, is something you need to really stop and think, how much do I really understand crypto? That's just one thing you look out for, all right? If it doesn't have crypto, and what I mean by that, if it's regulated, that means, do they have a bank account that you can pay your money into? Let's just say I'm going to put $10,000 into crypto. How am I going to get my money back if it goes wrong? Can I go to the police? Can I go to a lawyer? Can I go to a judge? The answer to that is no. So if it's not regulated, then these companies that want these investment opportunities, why do they need to pay such high rewards? Why do they need to pay such high rewards? If it's such a great opportunity, why don't they go to the bank and get a loan? Because they can't, because it's too risky. So involve crypto instead of being able to put money into a bank account. We had some people put $3,000 into a Ponzi scheme account, bank account the other day, and it was brilliant. The money was meant to be returned to people in 48 hours. Don't ask me too many questions. We found out that as soon as it hit that bank account, it went off to a Singapore bank account, and they would have had to pay $200 to get the money out of this over to the Singapore bank account. The money's lost, long gone. However, the fact that it went into a bank account gave us hope that we could claw the money back. As soon as you put money into a crypto wallet address and send it off to Mary Poppins in the sky, it's gone. So number one, if it involves crypto, wake up, stop and listen. Number two, does the opportunity that you are about to invest in have a reward system? Is there any backhanders? Is there any affiliate program associated with it? Is it around multi-level marketers? Now, that is another red flag. And that is because everybody that's your best friend who's hoping to get a 20% commission. Now, remember I talked about Hyperverse at the start? It was told that 52% of the money that went into Hyperverse was paid out to the multi-level marketers that promoted the Ponzi scheme. Now, people think, oh, it's all about crypto and it's all really interesting stuff. And they're going to build a metaverse and it's going to be on the blockchain. The blockchain's really secure and you don't understand the blockchain. This is the things that people used to gaslight, telling me, I don't understand crypto. I don't understand the blockchain. I don't know what a node is. I don't know what a validator is. I do now. But what I'm getting at is these things aren't what they're building with this opportunity of a lifetime. Has nothing to do with it. It's always about the commission they're paying the people. So look at the program that you're about to sign up to, and does it say that if you refer a friend, you're going to get commission? Because what they were doing with Hyperverse, they were creating 20 account structures. That means that anytime Danny got introduced a friend to it, I would literally, that one person would get 52% of the money. Now, everyone should be rewarded for their hard work, you might say, but think about it. 52% of the money was going out the door before it even worked on the project that they were claiming to do. We worked out with Hyperverse, $4 billion was stolen from the community. They reckon they had 1.5 million people invest, but they actually had 1.5 million accounts created. 1.5 million times $300, which was the minimum, is $4 billion. As I said, I got a phone call from a guy telling me they lost $5 million. Where did he get the money from? I asked him. It was his family's money. 113 members of his family had all chipped in, and he was the man with the purse strings, and he lost the lot. All right, so that's flag number one is obviously crypto. Flag number two, if it has a reward structure. Those two things aren't too hard to get. Now, the third one is really easy. Does it sound too good to be true? Why would a company offer you 3% return on your investment within 600 days? Why would they do such a thing? Like I said, why wouldn't they go off to the bank? Ah, not going to happen, is it? No, so hopefully my 10 videos, including this one, so 9 more to come, will be simple, easy to understand. As I said, I'm not a genius myself, so you're not going to get something that's too complicated. So please do make sure that you do like and subscribe. Hit the thumbs up of this video. Provide a comment. What are you hoping? You watch this video to the end, so what are you hoping that you're going to learn from the Crypto Ponzi Scheme Avenger? I'll see you in the next video. Danny DeHeck, aka the Crypto Ponzi Scheme Avenger. I'm here to name and shame anyone running a Ponzi scheme or a scam. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you in the next video. You've been listening to Danny DeHeck, aka the Crypto Ponzi Scheme Avenger. Thank you for getting to this end of the podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. Feel free to search me out on the internet. To search for Danny DeHeck, you'll find me all over the place. I have an awesome YouTube channel, which I do videos every week. So just go to youtube.com/DeHeck and you'll make my day. Hey, thanks for listening, and please do make sure you subscribe. And any comments, feedback, or suggestions, find my website and send them through. Have a great day.